Gerard Manley Hopkins, the Reluctant Poet, 1844 to 1889. Gerard Manley Hopkins had one of the most important days of his literary career in 1918, 29 years after he died. On that day, his friend and fellow poet Robert Bridges published a volume of Hopkins' work called Poems. During his lifetime, Hopkins only shared his poetry privately with a small circle of friends. He was a religious man, and he sacrificed fame as a poet in favor of becoming a Jesuit priest. In 1867, he swore to write no more. He destroyed all of his poetry and did not write again until 1875. It took a deeply moving tragedy to inspire Hopkins to write again after he had sworn off poetry. In 1875, a German ship, the Deutschland, was shipwrecked during a storm near the Thames River, and five nuns were among those who drowned. His poem, The Wreck of the Deutschland, introduced what he described as sprung rhythm, a new form that gave room for more unaccented syllables. Hopkins said, "I had long had haunting my ear the echo of a new rhythm, which now I realized on paper. I do not say the idea is altogether new, but no one has professedly used it and made it the principle throughout that I know of." This was a modest assessment. His new form was groundbreaking and enormously innovative. Hopkins was aware of his otherness as a poet. He wrote in a letter to a chum, "No doubt my poetry errs on the side of oddness." The Wreck of the Deutschland was so unconventional that the editor of a Jesuit magazine, The Month, according to Hopkins, dared not print it. Hopkins was a champion of eccentricity and celebrated the unusual as a sign of the multitude and marvels of the world. Because Hopkins wasn't published until almost 30 years after his death, he is often grouped with modern poets like W.H. Auden, Dylan Thomas, and T.S. Eliot, rather than the Victorian poets who were his contemporaries. Instead of going out of style along with the Victorians, Hopkins fit in with the modern crowd because of his experimental structure and quirky use of words. Some say he was a tremendously important influence who paved the way for modernist poetry.